One of the first things to consider when talking about Colorado's drought conditions is snowpack, the state's future water supply. Right now in Colorado, it's low compared to last year. Sitting in front of his messy desk at Colorado State University, Nolan Duskin pulls out a graph on his computer of April snowpack levels in recent years.
So this year's data point would be right there.
Which is about half of what last year was, it looks like.
It's about half of what last year was, exactly, and was almost, not quite, as bad as 2002. And the reservoirs, fortunately, are still good in much of the state until you get far down into southern Colorado, which had such a dry year last year.
Have you done any kind of modeling or projections in terms of what we can expect during the month of April?
I wish I could give you a really rosy picture. Right now, the best estimate would be kind of a continuation of the same pattern, but not quite so dramatically warm or dry. I mean, there are going to be storms. We always get some storms in April and May. The overall pattern is not a super favorable one right now.
So we're going to kind of continue in the direction you're talking about. How many storms would it take to stop this momentum that we've built up in terms of heading towards drought?
Okay, well, think about what spring weather is like in Colorado. And this is especially true in northern Colorado, but it's true for most of the state. And that is, we get every now and then a nice, big, slow-moving storm system. And for a few days, sometimes it's long enough that people get irritated by day after day of cloudy weather. But we'll get cool, cloudy, humid weather with multiple days of accumulating precipitation. Those storms are worth a ton because it soaks into the ground at lower elevations while it also adds to the snowpack at higher elevations. In an average spring, if there is such a thing, we'll see about three of those in the period of time from now to the beginning of June. So if we only get one or two storms, it'll feel pretty good after getting nothing in March, but it'll still leave us way below what we normally have this time of year. If we get four or five, hallelujah, we're making progress.
So how did we end up with one of the driest Marches on record?
The few storms that there were, when I say a storm, I mean an upper level trough, low pressure area, because the jet stream has still been present. It hasn't been very strong. The storms that have been coming on have been hitting where? Oregon, Washington, Northern California. It was just skipping the middle from here up to southern Montana.
So it was just kind of the luck of the draw.
It happened.
How does climate change or global warming fit into these patterns that we've been seeing?
You know, meteorological events happen independent of any longer-term trend or change. The big talk among climatologists across the country right now is looking for what's the last year that so much of the country was so hot at the same time so early in the season. And when was it? It was 1910. There was a similar year, and in that year, the dryness continued for another month, and then it got better later in the spring, except in the Northern Rockies, where 1910 was a remarkable dry year with huge forest fires. But events happen. A few weeks anomaly happens. But we have had a warmer than average springs and warmer than average summers more years than not in the last 15 or so.
Nolan Duskin is the state climatologist. He talked with us about the recent weather patterns from his office at Colorado State University. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.